The Director of National Intelligence and the CIA Director both denied on Tuesday, March 25th, that classified information was shared in a group chat. In the group chat, members of President Donald Trump's cabinet discussed plans for an airstrike on Houthi rebels in Yemen. The chat took place on the encrypted messaging app Signal. It was only made public after a journalist was inadvertently added. Secretary Hegseth put into this group text a detailed operation plan, including targets, the weapons we were going to be using, attack sequences and timing, and yet you've testified that nothing in that chain was classified. Wouldn't that be classified? Senator Angus King said at a Senate Intelligence Committee hearing. What if that had been made public that morning before the attack took place? Senator, I can attest to the fact that there were no classified or intelligence equities that were included in that chat group at any time. Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard replied. So the attack sequencing and timing and weapons and targets you don't consider to should have been classified? King asked. I defer to the Secretary of Defense and the National Security Council on that question, Gabbard answered. Well, you're the head of the intelligence community. You're supposed to know about classifications, King said. CIA Director John Ratcliffe stated, My communications, to be clear, in the Signal message group, were entirely permissible and lawful and did not include classified information. Once the nation's top intelligence officials repeatedly put themselves on the record as saying there was no classified information, senators started asking for the messages to be released. If there was no classified material, share it with the committee. You can't have it both ways. These are important jobs. This is our national security, Senator Mark Warner said. Signal is a free application for messages and calls. The company describes its product as state-of-the-art end-to-end encryption. We can't read your messages or listen to your calls, and no one else can either. Privacy isn't an optional mode. It's just the way that Signal works, the company states on its website. The CIA director indicated the use of the app is standard practice. Ratcliffe stated CIA officials loaded the Signal app onto his computer when he was first confirmed as director. He said this happens to most CIA officers. He added the CIA Records Management Office told him Signal is permissible for work use and that the practice goes back to the Biden administration. The Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency recommends that highly targeted individuals use end-to-end encryption for mobile communications. The guidance states, adopt a free messaging application for secure communications that guarantees end-to-end encryption, such as Signal or similar apps. However, it is not clear if planning for a military strike and sharing details of the operation fall under standard mobile communications being referenced in the guidance. Multiple outlets are reporting President Trump has decided National Security Advisor Mike Waltz will not lose his job because of the incident. He told NBC News, Waltz has learned a lesson and he's a good man.